This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A mandatory evacuation has been ordered this afternoon at the Dirksen Federal Courthouse in The Loop. As of this recording, that is, officials say a man armed with a knife is threatening to harm themselves in the lobby area. The Sun-Times reports staffers were told to leave the building at 2:30 this afternoon, and the building was placed on lockdown earlier today. An extreme heat watch will go into effect Wednesday morning at 10. That will last through Thursday night in the Chicago area. Health officials say people should watch for symptoms of any heat-related illness, including heavy sweating, muscle cramps, nausea, even stroke. My colleague Summer Van Benton talked with Dr. Alexander Sloboda from the Chicago Department of Public Health, who says city alerts are helpful, but it still takes a community to help people who are most vulnerable. The doctor encourages people to check in with your neighbors, your family, and your friends.
Reaching out to them, making sure they're aware, because they are often sometimes the people that can be most at risk.
Dr. Sloboda says call 911 if you or someone you know is experiencing extreme symptoms. The world premiere play Billie Jean follows the rise of tennis legend and women's rights activist Billie Jean King. The production transforms the Chicago Shakespeare Theater stage into a tennis court, but the show features no actual tennis rackets or balls. Actress Shalina Kennedy plays Billie Jean and explains how the show presents the athleticism of tennis without any of the familiar tools.
There's a lot of tennis on stage, but it's not literal tennis. Our whole bodies basically are the racket.
Billie Jean runs through August 10th. And a note that the Chicago Shakespeare Theater is a financial contributor to WBEZ. The Chicago Cubs have dropped from first place in the National League Central. They sit one game behind the Milwaukee Brewers in that league. The team last night lost 12-4 to the Kansas City Royals. By the fifth inning in last night's game, Cubs manager Craig Counsell said the team had given up too many runs to the Royals.
The play of the game was the Witt ground ball back to Ben, and giving up four in a four-inning stretch. Probably got to do better than that to expect a win, generally.
The Cubs and Royals play again tonight at Wrigley Field. The White Sox, meantime, take the Rays on in Tampa Bay, and the Sky tip off against the Lynx in Minnesota. You're listening to The Rundown. We've been following a couple who is seeking asylum in the U.S. until the husband was arrested and later deported under President Donald Trump's mass deportation efforts. He spent nearly 3 months in detention, and then alone and with three young children, his wife is out of work, and sometimes they don't have enough to eat. She fears getting arrested herself. Things are so bad, she says she's ready to self-deport to Venezuela. She enrolled in Trump's self-deportation program and is scheduled to leave by the end of this month. My colleague Adriana Cardona Magigod brings us her story.
Maria says in the last 3 months since her husband Marcos got arrested and deported, she's lost everything. She shows me around her kitchen. Her fridge is almost empty. She got rid of her furniture. She also sold her car. She's alone all day inside her apartment with a 2, a 6, and a 9-year-old. The kids haven't left the apartment in weeks. They don't go outside to play. Her 9-year-old mostly just lays around. He looks sad. It's all taking a toll on her mentally.
Bueno, yo no sufría de nada. Ahora tengo migraña, ahora sufro de depresión y de ansiedad.
I used to be healthy. Now I have migraines, depression, and anxiety. I can't sleep at night, she says.
No me da sueño.
Marcos hasn't been around since March. He was arrested by ICE agents after he dropped his kids off outside their Southside Elementary School. We're not using Marcos and Maria's real name because they fear retaliation. Maria was in shock, describing the first time Marcos called after he was arrested. Marcos ended up spending nearly 3 months in detention. He was zigzagged across 10 different detention facilities in the Midwest, the South, and the Southwest. His asylum application was denied while he was in detention. He describes his odyssey now that he's been deported back to Venezuela.
En un cuarto frío con una silla de metal, que era, el frío era horrible, nunca apagan la luz. Y si uno se molestaba, lo enviaba para el hoyo.
He says the conditions were brutal. Officials made him sleep on a metal bench with the lights on the whole night in a facility in Missouri. He sat on a bus all day in shackles, not knowing where he'll be taken next. He didn't have enough to eat. He was in pain without medicine. He says federal agents also tried to pin him as a criminal and a gang member and threatened to send him to a maximum security prison in El Salvador. Meanwhile, Maria was in Chicago, worrying and alone. She says the kids are asking about their dad. Maria looks tired, sleep deprived. For a while, she had to find a babysitter so that she could work the night shift at a meatpacking plant. Her husband's arrest made no sense to her. Marcos doesn't have a criminal record, and the couple has been following the rules. They crossed the U.S.-Mexico border legally after getting an appointment to apply for asylum in the U.S. Like millions, they fled Venezuela's poverty and violence. Marcos almost died crossing the Darien Gap getting here. He being alive is a miracle, she says. After being bused from Texas to Chicago and living in a migrant shelter, they found an apartment. With a pending asylum application, the couple got work permits. Maria found a job at the meatpacking plant. Marcos worked at a McDonald's. Then he was an Uber driver and a DJ. Maria shows me videos of Marcos DJing a kid's birthday party.
Él está disfrazado ahí con una máscara y con unos guantes de luces.
Here, he's wearing a mask and dancing with children, she says. Life began to fall into place until her husband's arrest in March.
Señorita Adriana, ¿cómo está? No, todavía tengo ese problema del trabajo, pues. Me quedé sin trabajo. Ahorita tengo una deuda que tengo que pagar.
She called me one day to tell me she had been sick and had lost her job. And the bills kept coming, rent, food.
Bueno, me siento como destrozada.
Maria says she's devastated, unsure of what to do. She feels lonely. She's the only one responsible for her kids. We used to be a team, she says. He was a pillar in this family. Her kids missed school for more than a month. She feared getting arrested. She doesn't have a family in Chicago to lean on. She relies on mutual aid volunteers to help with food and rent money when they can. All of this pushed her to make a drastic decision. She wants to self-deport. She's given up on the dream she and Marcos had together.
Hola, Anaís, y a toda la comunidad de TikTok que tiene este mismo problema.
Maria's been going on TikTok to get advice on how to go back home, but she doesn't have a passport. Venezuela doesn't have a consulate or embassy anywhere in the U.S. where she can get one. Some influencers also share information about the Trump administration's new self-deportation initiative. That's what she's decided to do. She's using the app the Biden administration created to help bring people like her into the country. The Trump administration retooled it to remove people. Trump has also promised applicants help getting home and $1,000 once they arrive. We don't have exact numbers on how many immigrants are taking the offer. Immigration officials claim that tens of thousands of people have used the app to self-deport, but didn't provide a real count. Chicago volunteers and service providers are starting to see more asylum seekers considering this option. Experts say people should consult with a lawyer before enrolling. Maria already applied.
Me dice gracias por inscribirse para salir voluntariamente de los Estados Unidos a través del programa CPIBON. Nos estamos comunicando con usted mediante el correo.
She's already got a confirmation email from the government and is scheduled to leave at the end of July. She's anxious to go. She has a $700 gas bill she owes and is afraid she'll be evicted. She sends emails every day asking the government for updates.
O sea, no pregunté lo del dinero que dan porque no, lo que quiero es irme. O sea, no sé si lo dan, no sé si será verdad, mentira, no sé.
And it's not about the money, she says. She doesn't care about the stipend. I asked her if she's confident the government will hold up its end of the bargain, that she will arrive safely in Venezuela with her three children, without getting separated along the way or ending up in a detention center. She says, of course not.
No.
She doesn't trust the government, and she's afraid. But she has no other options, and she just doesn't want to live in the United States without Marcos anymore. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEC News.
Weather, sunny skies, very warm today, a high in the upper 80s. Clear tonight, a low in the low 70s. And then Wednesday, the extreme heat watch begins at 10 in the morning, sunny and hot, high in the mid-90s with a heat index just over 100, as high as 115. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.